Despite the weather forecast, Monday afternoon was sunny and warm at Fort Beauséjour, perfect for kite flying and for the town of Tanchamar's first ever National Acadian Day celebration. As town staff doled out servings of Truman's ice cream, people gathered to hear songs by Memram Cook's Tina Gautreau. CHMA caught up with some of those in attendance.
My name is Andrew Black. I'm the mayor of Tanchamar, and we are standing at Fort Beauséjour.
All right, what's going on here today?
We have the first ever Acadian Day celebration in the municipality of Tanchamar. And I said in my opening speech, this is the first we've ever had, even pre-reform, for the town of Sackville, or to my knowledge, the village of Dorchester. We've never had an Acadian Day celebration before.
Okay. Do you think that the fact that, Tanchamar has expanded the horizons, do you think that's why we're doing this today, or is it something else going on?
Well, I think we've always tried to honor our Acadian heritage through monuments we've developed or things like that in our community. We've raised the Acadian flag for Acadia Day, but we've never done this. We've never done an Acadian celebration. But I think part of that is now we do have these expanded borders, to your point, and Fort Beauséjour happens to be in our municipality, and this is a perfect spot to have an event like this.
All right. And, how do you feel it's going so far?
I think it's going very well. We've had a fantastic turnout. It helps that we are at Fort Beauséjour, so people have been coming to the historical site to take in the museum and the park. And they're coming down this way too to see what's going on. So it's been very, very good.
Okay. All right. And how's your French, Andrew?
Not the greatest. It's something that I'm working on. But I gave my opening speech in English, but I promised the gentleman who is standing next to me that next year it'll be in French.
Okay. So we'll hold you to that. All right.
Yes.
Elle s'appelle Maria Dolores. On l'appelle Maria d'Amour. De regarder du disarme.
Jean-Pascal Lavoie. I'm the general director of the Société Culturelle Beau Bassin, based in Sackville region. And we are here today at the Fort Beauséjour for the first Acadian celebration put up by the municipality of Tanchamar.
Okay. And, how exciting is it, as a Francophone speaker from Sackville, how exciting is it to have... finally an Acadian Day celebration happen here?
The feeling I'm getting from the community is that it's been long awaited. People are very excited to be here. We saw a lot of tears when the celebration began and when we had some music on site and the mayor said a few choice words. It was quite nice to see. It's nice to see the bridge between generations. There's lots of families coming, being more involved, and Francophones have not had their place as much in the past in the community, and to see that they feel welcome this way now that we have the Amalgamation and there's been a different change of perspective on Francophone culture in the region, it's nice to see that we're putting forth these celebrations.
Would you say that the sort of presence of Acadian and Francophone communities in the area, has it grown with Tanchamar now that we've expanded? The borders are bigger, it brings in more people, so will there be sort of a stronger representation?
Well, both for Tanchamar and the Drew region as a whole, I mean, Minudi region on the Nova Scotia border, just across the bay here, has had their third celebration a few days ago for a third Acadian Day celebration. Parsborough is having some for the first time, as far as I can understand. Amherst is having some significant celebrations as well. And here now, Tanchamar is bringing forth these celebrations. So it seems the whole area is having some, and it's phenomenal to see. Tanchamar now is bringing them. Now that we have a bigger region, then we encompass the former Dorchester LSDs, where there's a big Francophone population. There's more Francophones actually in that region and within Sackville than where we are in Aulac. But Aulac is a significant historic site for Acadian population. So I think it meant a lot for people to be able to do celebrations here today.
Amis, partons sans bruit.
Matt Pride, the Director of Active Living and Culture with Tanchamar. And we're up here for Beausejour, I guess, and I think it went really well. We didn't really know what to expect for our first Acadian Day event, so it was nice to see a good turnout, and people are enjoying the music, and we went through all of our ice cream, so that's a success.
It seems like a lot of people actually were in and out. Do you have any idea how many?
No, I do not, no.
Yeah. People came and went, so it's hard
yeah,
to count.
Yeah, and I had to leave for a little while, so I really can't say. But, I mean, just looking out there now, there's probably about 75 people there right now, so we're pretty pleased.
And so this is the first Acadian celebration that Tantramar's doing. I mean, Tantramar's new anyway, but even for Sackville. So do you think this is something that will continue?
Yeah, that's the plan. We were able to get some funding this year from the federal government to help make it happen, and hopefully we could just keep growing it from here. Last year we did a little flag raising at Town Hall, and so that was the first time we've even really acknowledged Acadian Day, and this year we were able to put on a little event, so it's been nice.
I guess, you know, going from Sackville to Tantramar, it's the populations, there's a bit more Francophone, the Francophone community is a bit bigger now, that's inside your purview, so it gets a little more complex, doesn't it, just to put on events. You got different cultural groups you're representing.
Yeah, and I mean, those groups just continue to grow, so whether it's Pride Week or National Acadian Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, there's always different groups out there, and we're just happy to support everyone we can.
All right, thanks very
much. Hi, my name is Michelle Godette, and I'm Vice President of the Cumberland Acadian Society. We're currently today at Fort Bell. Come by and enjoy yourselves.
All right, and you've got an event coming up on Thursday. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Our event on Thursday will be our very first Acadian festival brought to you through Amherstown. They're sponsoring. We've got a couple more sponsors. It'll be held in Victoria Square from 12 to 6. We'll have three musicians there. Bit of everything for kids, for adults. We'll have the decorations up. And everybody's invited, whether you're French or English, it does not matter. I'll be there, speak bilingual, ask me any questions you want in French, I don't care.
All right, and you know, the Cumberland Acadian Society is fairly new, and are you finding that you're getting a lot of interest as you guys get going?
Well, at last count that Leon had mentioned, we had 300 members on Facebook. Hopefully it keeps growing for next year, because next year is the Congrès Mondial, so we'd like to be able to expand it and hopefully include more of our communities into the event.
And that's it for Tantramar Report for this Tuesday, August 15th. Thanks to the local donors who support the station and the Local Journalism Initiative for funding local news reporting throughout Canada. Get in touch with CHMA News anytime at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Happy Canada Zoo. Thank you.